The first reading is a reading from the first letter to the Corinthians. My beloved ones, avoid idolatry. I am speaking as to sensible people. Judge for yourselves what I am saying. The cup of the blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because the loaf of bread is one, we, though many, are one body, for we all participate in the one loaf. Look at Israel according to the flesh. Are not those who eat the sacrifices participants in the altar? So what am I saying? That meat sacrificed to idols is anything? Or that an idol is anything? No, I mean that what they sacrifice, since they sacrifice to demons, not to God, and I do not want you to become participants with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and also the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and of the table of demons. Or are you provoking the Lord to jealous anger? Are we stronger than him? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. To you, Lord, I will offer a sacrifice of praise. To you, Lord, I will offer a sacrifice of praise. How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me? The cup of salvation I will take up, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. To you, Lord, I will offer a sacrifice of praise. To you will I offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. My vows to the Lord I will pay in the presence of all his people. To you, Lord, I will offer a sacrifice of praise. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, a good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of the store of the goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of the store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart the mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but do not do what I command? I will show you what someone who is like who comes to me, listens to my words, and acts on them. That one is like a man building a house who dug deeply and laid the foundation on rock. When the flood came, the rivers burst against the house, but could not shake it, because it had been well built. But the one who listens and does not act on it is like a person who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the river burst against it, it collapsed at once and was completely destroyed. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus today talks about bearing good fruit. And again, you can always tell what someone is like by giving them a good squeeze. If you squeeze an orange, you know it's an orange because it gets orange juice. If you squeeze an apple, you get an apple cider, huh? But we have to look at that. We can't deceive ourselves. When I was in college seminary, one of my best friends came up to me once. I was in my room studying, and he said, you know, Larry, you can always tell a tree by its fruit. And all your fruits stink. And I remember like, huh? And I had to think about that. And then as I reflected on it, I go, I guess you're right. Boy, I better do some changing. So I went to every single person in seminary. I actually put their names on a piece of paper. And I made sure I saw everyone. And I said, I apologize if I've done anything to offend you or hurt you. I'm sorry. But I had to look at myself before I could do that. What about you? What's your fruit like? When you get squeezed, what comes out? Sometimes my fruit still stinks. I always got to relook at my life and ask the Lord to change my heart. And he always will if you ask humbly and sincerely. So ask. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.